Okay, so the little thing that crawls around on the ground has a shell on its back.
Turtle.
Uh-huh. And the and on land, it's called, the ones that stay on land are called.
Well, I call them all turtles. I've heard the word tortoise, but I have no idea what it means.
Okay. Fair enough. Do you know any game animals in El Paso?
No.
Okay. How about, do you know what people fish for here? What people might catch in the river?
Boquilla bass. Mm-hmm. So that's all I know.
When you go fishing, you dig for?
Worms.
Mm-hmm. And
except in El Paso.
Yeah. We have worms in our backyard.
Do you really? That's wonderful.
They're
imported. Yes, I imagine.
Let's see. What kinds of desert animals do we have?
Rattlesnakes. Coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
Vultures.
Mm-hmm. What other kinds of desert birds are there?
What is that cute thing that?
I don't know if it's cute, but
it doesn't fly. It hops along. Looks like long tail. What is he?
The cartoon characters, the coyote and the.
Could be.
But the state bird of New Mexico is what I'm thinking of.
What?
The Roadrunner.
Yes, the Roadrunner. Yes, yes, that's what I'm thinking of too.
And let's see, the state bird of Texas is.
I have no idea.
The mockingbird.
Really?
Yeah, we have a family of mockingbirds in our backyard.
Oh, how lucky you are. They sing so beautifully, and then after a while they don't. They just make a raspy sound. They sing when they're courting. My neighbor, Ralph, is a bird expert.
Yeah, and the little babies make a sound like a young dinosaur.
They do?
You know, they go, animals that you might find on the plains.
Deer?
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo?
Mm-hmm. What's that dog-like animal you might find on the plains?
Hyenas?
Well, I don't think we have hyenas here, but instead of a coyote, there might be a... You know, they're trying to put them back in the wilderness. In
Mexico. A wolf!
Mm-hmm. Animals that you might find up in Cloudcroft?
Squirrels.
Mm-hmm. What is everybody scared of up there? They don't
bears.
Want to get trash out.
And now we're having an animal that some people feed. They're a cute little thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have marked faces, like masks. What are they?
Raccoons.
Raccoons.
Those are big.
Well, they're just really kind of bad to have hanging around, especially if you take a dog up like this one, because mm-hmm. they'll tangle.
They're bigger than poo.
They have terrible claws.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At night, the insects fly around the lights at night, and some of them have wings like a butterfly. What are those called?
Moths.
Mm-hmm. And stinging insects that you know of?
Wasps, bees.
Mm-hmm. What's that yellow wasp thing?
Hornet?
Yeah, or... You've ever heard of a yellow jacket?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see.
Do you know that I've had students, quite a few of them, who cannot hear the difference between yellow jacket and yellow jacket?
Well, if they are not, if they don't study linguistics, they
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have thought of it before, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But in context, it makes sense.
There has to be, evidently, a linguistic or physical context,
mm-hmm.
because the intonation or the change in pitch doesn't do it.
It's too ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.